With the Warriors taking down the Pelicans in Game 1 of the Western Conference Semifinals, this Warriors Sound Review looks back at the 123-101 victory, featuring a franchise playoffs record 76 points from the Warriors in the first half. I'm Lawrence Scott, and we start by listening in to some of Kevin Durant's comments in the postgame.
We just got stops. We slowed down a bit. I mean, they got loose in transition a couple times early on. Etuan Moore, really good, great cutter, got a couple easy shots in transition. AD hit some tough shots early on as well. So we just got to stay, disciplined and don't get discouraged when they make those shots and, get back on defense as quick as possible.
Kevin, how much do some of the hustle plays, Draymond flying out of bounds to try to save a ball, how much do those lead to the stops and the defense keying the transition game?
Well, Draymond's key is energy and his intensity is key for us. And it definitely helps us when we're at home as well, because the fans know who Draymond is. And, they're looking for that every time down from him. And once he does it, you can just hear the crowd just roaring. And it's like almost like when Steph get a wide open three, the crowd just – you hear the crowd about to explode. The same way – same thing happens when Draymond, hustles out of bounds, get a block, does a great job and get a steal. The crowd enjoys that, and I think we feed off our crowd. And he was great tonight.
Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry weighed in afterward with his take on Game 1.
You got to give them credit because they're in a situation where they create mistakes. Defensively, they do a lot of things, and if you're not – and then on the offensive end, we talk to our guys about you have to be very disciplined against this team. They're so good at executing and reading situations that if you're not good at it, they're going to take advantage of what you do. And – but obviously if you give up, you got to avoid the runs, and they had a 24-2 run, and against this team, all it does is fuel them and put you in a really tough situation.
Coach, following up on that, how much of Golden State's defensive flexibility is based on Draymond Green?
Well, he's a tremendous player. He's a really smart player. But their whole team, they've got great size. Everybody they stick out there is 6'7", 6'8", or bigger. And they're very smart players. Draymond afford them a situation where, they can do a lot of different things and they can play them on a lot of different players. So, the bottom line is that he almost had a triple-double before halftime. So that's not a good situation for us.
We also hear from the Inside the NBA crew as Ernie, Charles, Shaq, and Kenny talk about Game 1 and what's ahead for Tuesday's Game 2.
I have a question for you, Jet.
Yeah.
So the other night we talked.
Yeah.
And I said...
We talk a lot.
Yeah.
The other night.
This was basketball talk.
And okay.
I said, so what would you rather do? Lose at the horn or get blown out? And you said, I'd rather lose at the horn because it means I was in the game.
Yeah.
So what's New Orleans feeling right now when they come in full of confidence and get run out of the gym?
Effort. You say when you get beat by 10 or more, you pretty much say we didn't have the effort, because it has the game plan can't be that off. So in terms of effort level, you could tell. I thought you could tell by the way the game was in the first quarter, even before the explosion, was the same effort level that they have, the energy, the exhilaration, the high fives. That wasn't there. They had it the way it was, I thought, in Portland. And that could be because of the layoff, not because of the layoff. Whatever it was, the game preparation wasn't the same. Alvin knows what that is. But the game – or the players. But the game preparation didn't feel the same in terms of energy level.
The game preparation was pretty good. We all saw it was tied at 1.39-39. But Golden State has always been that team. If you turn the ball over, they can, quickly, get away from you. But – these guys haven't played since last week. They probably know that they can't get to Golden State, but so this is the feel-out game. They're going to go make some adjustments. But everybody's going to play better. And right now their focus should be, can we get one? Let's just try to, play better and steal one.
But the biggest problem the Pelicans going to have, man, is a different animal. Because, we talk about matchups all the time. Playing against this team, they can't do the stuff they did against Portland. Well, you get a ball to Lillard and McCollum, and they go one-on-one. Because you heard Draymond say in the interview, he says, well, we looked at their defense, and it wasn't as good as we thought it was, but they run a bunch of gimmicks to stop those Portland guards. He said that.
Yeah.
Which tells me, we watched them. They're a good team, but that stuff they did against Portland, because they
not
don't
gonna
ever
work against it, us.
Because they never stop moving, they never hold a ball, and that's one of the negatives of the Trailblazers. Those guards go one on one a lot, and they're guys who are always looking for their own shot, and that will not work against the Warriors.
And now we wait and see if Steph Curry does indeed play in Game 2. There was a possibility he'd play in one, and Golden State held him out.
But he's not gonna play now.
Yeah. I think I did this probably like a year ago, is the fact that when he's on the floor with Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, first of all, that's not fair, but when they're on the court together, that you have to start defending at the hash mark. So if you're defending that far out from the floor, that means everyone's driving lanes are just wide open. You can't help and recover. You know, there's a simple phrase in basketball: I'm going to help the guy, and I'm going to recover and go back to the guy that I'm guarding. By the time you get over to help, because they're shooting for so deep, you can't recover to your guy.
Too late.
It's too late. Spacing. And so their spacing is incredible because those guys shoot the ball for such a far place and in the high clip. So they're impossible to guard when all three of them are playing and playing together.
So you think because they won by 22,
I think
you rest Steph and give Steph a little more rest?
Because now it's like he probably almost get a week off, because game two is Tuesday. And when is game three?
Friday.
So
New Orleans.
I think in that situation, you give him those extra few days. I mean, he said if he just now, he's only had one scrimmage, I actually don't play him until he get to New Orleans. And that will actually give them a great lift going to New Orleans.
And finally, two former Warriors, Antoine Jamison and Derek Fisher, were on set for NBA TV's Game Time along with Matt Weiner and Vinny Del Negro for their breakdown.
You heard Rajon Rondo saying they missed some wide open looks that they might normally hit, and maybe that's the result of the rust that comes with not being in a game rhythm.
Well, if you're a team, you'd rather have a week off than playing game seven and having a quick turnaround. So,
right.
You know, pick your poison. So I guarantee you that they are happy that they did finish business with Portland there in the first round, and they was able to rest and really refocus, refresh the batteries. You just came up against the defending champions. They was clicking on all cylinders offensively. The next step from game one to game two, make the proper adjustments, get things going. It's going to be interesting. You know, Coach Gentry said he still wants the pace to be really quick. Can you still make the same adjustment and still be successful with playing at a fast pace?
So in terms of what has to change here, is it a simple matter of execution? Is it strategic? Or is it cleaning up some of the mental mistakes that both Alvin Gentry and his players were talking about?
I think it's all of the above. I mean, a little bit of everything. I mean, you have to be on your A game against Golden State, because they are going to pick you apart. They're going to score the basketball. They're going to make you look bad because of their ball and body movement on offense and the way they can shoot the three. So can't have the turnovers, have to execute better, have to guard better, have to do a lot of things that New Orleans didn't do tonight. Whether they were off a week, 2 weeks, a day, well, it doesn't matter. They lost the game. Watch some film tomorrow. You know, talk about the defense in the second quarter. Let that get under their skin a little bit and see if they come out a little bit more aggressive, a little hungrier, and see if they can manage their mistakes and put some pressure on Golden State in game two.
You were talking about the pace earlier. Alvin Gentry's made it pretty clear he plans to continue playing fast moving forward. So what else can he tweak?
I mean, I think staying with the pace, if they're comfortable doing that, then stick with what got them there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to do that against this team is going to be more difficult than anything they've ever seen. The possessions defensively, the breakdowns, the mistakes, the wide open layups and dunks, definitely have to tighten those things up. But I still think more offense, even if the pace is up, pace is not just running down the court to shoot the quickest shot.
Right.
Pace is also in throwing sharp passes, cutting hard, you know, driving the ball with intensity and pace. So there are still ways to play with pace. That doesn't mean giving your opponent more possessions. And against the Warriors, you're just in trouble if they get 90 to 100 shots up plus 30 trips to the free throw line.
Right.
There's just no way to score enough points to beat them in that formula.
Again, Tuesday night, game two at Oracle Arena, Warriors and Pelicans in the Western Conference semifinals. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.